welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ on this Easter Wednesday. My name is Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm the editor and today the preacher with a homily I'm calling, Weren't Our Hearts Burning Within Us? Our gospel story is the road to Emmaus from Luke. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What are you discussing with each other while you walk along? They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them said, Whose name was Cleopas? Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days? He asked them, What things? And they replied, The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? 10. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, Stay with us, for it's near the evening, and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon. Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Thus ends the reading. Were not their hearts burning along the way? Did they not notice when he starts speaking to them? Of course, he prevented them from recognizing him, but couldn't they feel their own hearts burning as he was teaching them about himself and all the Old Testament? I think that this happens to us a lot. Our hearts burning within us with the beauty of the world and God's place in it. And we don't even notice. We just go about our day because we're busy people with important things to do. And if only we stopped and listened to our hearts, we'd see those miracles that God was doing around us all over the place. So this morning, I stopped by me sainted mum's house on the way from my Easter assignment, going back home, and 'tis a lovely morning. You know, I went running as the sun was coming up, and it's just above freezing, so it's lovely, lovely weather here. And I got back in, she's still asleep, and made some coffee in my magic mug. It's got these birds on it that are all black, and when you put coffee in it, they turn all sorts of colors. And the sun's coming in the window, and it's quiet and just lovely here. And I thought, what a beautiful moment that's going to pass away so quickly. And I could feel my heart burning just because I stopped to ponder this scripture in this moment. Notice your heart burning today. Stop not just once, a couple times today. Take in the beauty of the day that God is giving you. There's so many miracles around us all the time, just waiting for us to notice. God bless your day.